Kelly Kay. This is a setting the bar story.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, geography can be rough. Honestly, first thing I thought when I saw this story, I'm glad she's not from Indiana or Kentucky.
Okay, because they don't look very smart.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without going through your entire life thinking Alaska is an island, you're doing okay.
Oh, bless her heart.
Okay, so look, her name is Sabrina. She went a little viral because she admitted that due to the maps that you see and Alaska depicted on the maps of the United States, kind of smaller and off to the side in its own box, she thought it was detached and an island.
Oh, so she never saw a globe.
She didn't think to really study the globe. So she has a long diatribe on TikTok. I've whittled it down to about a minute.
Okay.
But she doesn't take a breath.
Before you call me a stupid American,
Okay.
Okay, all right, that's where it starts.
That's where it starts.
All right.
Before you call me a stupid American, I just need you to hear me out, okay? I was 18 years old dating my Canadian boyfriend, and he was telling me all about where he's worked in Canada, and the topic of Alaska came up, and I was like, wait a minute. You can drive to Alaska?
How funny is that?
And I know what you're thinking. You just must be stupid. You just must not know geography. It must be a you thing. No, it's a U.S. thing. This is the map that we studied in eighth grade world geography when we went over the U.S. of A, okay? We did Canada, a complete separate unit, and obviously they need to be put side by side. We need to understand them in reference to each other. And before you're like, Sabrina, you really think that it's an island down by Hawaii? No. I know that Alaska is cold. Everybody knows that Alaska is cold.
Yeah.
Everybody knows
Everybody
Alaska
knows
is cold.
That.
Everybody knows it's cold.
Yeah.
I just thought it was an island.
I know that it was northern, okay? I know that this section of land is northern. But did I know that it was connected by land? No. I thought Texas was bigger than Alaska.
Yeah, because when you look at it on the maps,
I get it.
They're scaled weird.
Right.
And real quick, I know everyone's going to say, did you not look at a globe? Listen, I did not think I needed to look at a globe to confirm whether or not my school curriculum was correct.
Yes.
Oh, right. I didn't know I need to fact check my curriculum. Dang it, it's the map maker's fault.
Yeah, so
they made it look weird.
Right. So she just goes on and is like, I now know how, one, that Alaska is connected to Canada,
but
how big it is. And she's like, how little I actually knew about Canada.
Right, absolutely. She's like tossing out the receipts, like, look at the map.
Oh my God.
See how I could get confused.
So I want
Bless
to think about, what are you embarrassed to admit you just learned?
Oh.
Think about that, all right?
Oh.
What are you embarrassed to admit you just learned? We'll take some of your stories and your calls.
Okay. Oh, this is
coming up next.
Fun conversation. We all might do some learning.
I think we probably will.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. But courtesy of Sabrina, who thought that Alaska was an island.
Bless your heart, you never stop learning in life.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Don't close your brain to learning, that's for sure. So that's your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without going through your entire life thinking Alaska is an island, then you're doing okay.
All the knowledge.
That's your setting the bar story.